of a new era. Even more of what you asked for from your talk radio station.
It's Glenn Beck.
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
New shows and more news.
Now on North Central Florida's talk leader, 97.3.
The Sky.
Well, here we are, ready fourth and final hour of our daily get-together. Good morning and welcome to the 9 o'clock stretch on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:06. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Radiant Credit Union, quick update. Francine hits. Now it is a tropical storm, and it hit, actually, the Louisiana coast about 60 miles northwest of New Orleans. And as a Cat 2, now it's a tropical storm. Lots of rain on the way. We'll give you further details. But first, in the studio, the Alachua County Sheriff Emery Ganey joining us. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you?
Bob, good morning. Glad to be here with you and Greg this morning.
Hey, can't believe it. We are coming up very close to a year since you were actually officially sworn in on October the 2nd. Now, does any sort of an anniversary matter to a guy that has so many years and so many anniversaries have come and gone?
Well, Bob, the wonderful thing is that I looked up one day and I realized it was that close. And fortunately, actually a little over. We're officially sworn in on October 2nd, but we actually came into the office on September 9th.
Okay.
So it's been just a little over a year. No, we're sort of focused on running the organization, get the job done, and I guess it doesn't really matter.
If you had to break it down to one or two things that you have changed for the better, can you list those?
Oh, absolutely. I think for first and foremost, obviously let the men and women there know and the men and women of the community know that we appreciate their work. We recognize that every single day, every opportunity I get to tell those deputies and our other staff, thank you for the work you do. I do that. Having honorable leadership, being courteous to them and respectful goes a very, very long way in allowing them to go out and do their jobs.
Well, it goes a long way in any line of work, but I would imagine law enforcement, where it is many times a thankless job because you don't deal with the nicest or happiest people in general. So a culture of appreciation, is that fair to say?
Bringing about, okay. Unequivocally.
All right. Let's get into some real stuff. Breaking news, Gilchrist County, they had a bad guy on the loose, but you guys ended up catching him. Can you give me the story?
Absolutely. They had a shooting yesterday, attempted homicide in Gilchrist County. My guys this morning at 4:15 a.m. spotted the suspect vehicle over Newberry Road. Once they attempted to stop it, they fled, but we were prepared. We had someone up the road with some stop sticks, able to deflate two of the tires. Unfortunately, the suspect did not stop, continued to flee, ended up going through a citizen gate, literally drove through it. Eventually, our guys got him stopped, arrested the driver, Jesse Richards, for felony criminal mischief and fleeing and eluding. But also got the passenger, who's the attempted homicide suspect, a Scotty Davidson. And I understand he has an extensive criminal history. This is the corporation that we like to do with our surrounding sheriffs. So obviously working in this case at Sheriff Schultz, he's sitting at the Alachua County Jail, and sooner or later will be transferred back over to Gilchrist County.
Fantastic work. And yeah, like you say, in these days and in the stuff we're dealing with, there has to be great communication amongst all the sheriffs in any one particular area, right?
Unequivocally, we have that. We meet together regularly. We're committed to each other, and not just our local sheriffs, quite frankly. The sheriffs association is very strong all the way across the state of Florida, where we have a compact sign between all of us, and we work together very, very closely.
Also had gun seizures. What's the latest update on that?
So we've seized, since we began our gun violence initiatives, a little over 200 of those since March. Here's part of the problem, Bob, and we don't mind seizing those and taking them back from bad guys, but we also have had 33 instances of guns stolen from vehicles so far this year, close to 100 last year. So we like to encourage citizens, and I'm pro-gun,
right,
but please lock your car, take your gun out when you can, make sure it's secure. Don't make it that easy for criminals to steal it. I guarantee you, not good guys aren't stealing these guns. These are bad guys, and then they're using them for illegal purposes.
And we got some of the best, and I'm not just kissing but here, we've got some of the best gun shops that can give you all sorts of items that, like lock boxes and other things that you could install in your vehicle if you don't, say, have a trunk that would secure that. Because, Nobody wants to lose their firearm, first of all. Second of all, if somebody's willing to steal it, what else will they do?
Oh, absolutely. And I encourage them to do that. You're absolutely right. Some really good gun vaults and secure and safe can be mounted securely in your mm-hmm. vehicle, keep your gun safe. We encourage the lawful gun owners to take advantage of those.
Or whenever possible, you know, take it with you. My uncle was a retired Philadelphia policeman. He said, yeah, where's your gun? He says, you'll probably need it when you don't have it, so why don't you always have it?
Unequivocally.
Pretty much. Within the bounds of the law, of course.
Yes.
Third co-responder team approved. Tell me about that.
So obviously our two teams that we have, they pair up with a clinician from Meridian, who's a master's level individual. And we go out and they'll handle these calls where we suspect that mental health is an issue. They work very well. They have been extremely successful. The city of Gainesville also have these co-responding teams, the University of Florida. They all work together very well. We just don't have enough of them. So at my request, the county commission has funded us to have a third team starting October 1. That will be a big help. And as we progress, we'll be looking to handle more of these. But they're able to divert individuals from jails. They're able to keep them out of hospitals and avoid a lot of serious issues where mental health is the cause of their crisis at the moment.
Yeah, if you can stop that early in the process before they run at you with a sword or pull a gun or do something else that ends up basically almost being suicidal for them, because law enforcement, they have to protect themselves. They can't do, you know, a 5-second assertion. Oh, this guy's not really a threat. You know, I think those that you leave behind would not appreciate that. So you're saying that this teaming up with Meridian and having some mental health professionals has so far been a good experience?
Unequivocally. It's been a great experience, both for the community, our citizens, and the individuals who are experiencing those mental health crises at the time. And these are specially trained deputy sheriffs as well. So they go in all over the county, wherever the need is, and they go out and intervene in these calls when it's appropriate.
Yeah, because, look, a law enforcement officer doesn't want to go around the rest of their life going, man, I didn't know the guy was just really wacko and he just needed X, Y, or Z. I just had to take action, appropriate action, like I'm trained to do. So this avoids all of that. It's a win-win, okay?
Yes.
And I had questions about it when they were going to begin it, but you've answered those. Thank you. Speeding and driving information you wanted to share.
The biggest single complaint we get on a regular basis, and sometimes daily, and definitely I don't think there's a week gone by, from some of our citizens is speeding in our community. We have a real problem there. Bob, as you know, when we came back to the organization, there was 248 positions down all across the organization, and our traffic unit is one of those. So we've got to address that eventually. But what I want to employ our drivers to do on the road, to slow down, be cautious, follow the speed limit. I was just a few weeks ago coming to work about 7:15 in the morning. Here when our traffic deputy, so we were off 441 at Turkey Creek, mm-hmm. indicating he was turning around on a car that was driving 104 miles per hour in that rush hour traffic, endangering every single citizen on that road at that speed. As you know, there's a lot of egress and ingress area roadways in that area, made it very difficult. But it is a number one complaint. Please slow down, take your time, be courteous to others. And of course, we are going to continue our enforcement efforts out there to try to help stop that by issuing some citations. And so far this year, for speeding alone, we've issued a little over 2,800 citations, a little over 200 for driving without a valid driver's license that's out there. Several hundred for no seat belt. So a lot of serious issues and dangerous issues is out there. And
one of the reasons why I know that you won't let me work for you is because I want to answer the phone when these people complain about speeders and say, well, did you get out of the way or not? But I guess that's wrong. Some are saying that's wrong.
That's not
a good attitude. No. Okay, not to take away from the seriousness of it. It is serious. So you've got, as you can add more law enforcement, you're going to be able to deal with those issues more effectively. You just had a couple of detectives honored in Tallahassee. Tell me about that.
Extremely proud of them. Two of our detectives, Dawson and Dylan, from our special victims unit, was honored at the Florida Missing Children's Day last Monday. They were involved in a case where a child was trafficked from Texas by a local individual up in the north end of our county, enticed her to come to Florida. I had a co-defendant in that particular case as well, provided transportation for an individual, believed to be around 16 years old, if I remember correctly. Had a successful prosecution of those individuals. They're now in federal court. They're now been sentenced. And our deputies was honored in Tallahassee for their outstanding work in rescuing this young lady.
I know that we could, you know, really push all of our resources into that area and still barely put a dent in it. I know Tim Tebow has gotten heavily involved in these kind of things, the trafficking of children, sexual slavery, and all that stuff going on. We appreciate the hard work that that the folks are doing. And then on a final note, Sheriff, early voting, that's coming up, what, October 21st? So yes. You've got your work cut out for you.
Oh, unequivocally. And we've been obviously getting as many places as we can, talking to the voters and the citizens as well. And, of course, we encourage people to get out and do that. Exercise that right. Vote for your candidate out there, because, and particularly with local candidates, Bob, obviously our governor and state offices and national offices are very important. But local candidates touch your lives every single day. So we encourage the citizens to get out, make a choice, participate in the voting process, and cast your vote.
Well said. Great point. Can't argue with that. And we always appreciate you, Sheriff, and appreciate you taking the time to come into the studio today. So we wish you the best, and we will speak with you soon.
Great, guys. Thank you. It's always good to be here with you, and I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Sheriff Emery Ganey, Alachua County Sheriff, on the Bob Rose Show. It is 9:17. We've got a lot more to talk about. And if you want to find the interview because you missed part of it, the Bob Rose Show podcasts are available wherever you normally get your podcasts. Just hit subscribe. There are things that you'll learn on the Bob Rose Show that you will not learn anywhere else. And in fact,
yeah,
may never learn.
Wow. That's,
yeah.
That's,
I'll give you an example in a minute here.
That's big.
Give me a minute. Give me a minute. Sheriff was just in here. You know, I was sweating a little bit.
I believe they're actually checking the tent on your windows right now.
I'm more worried about the CCTV coverage that... you know, me coming into town.
Oh, yeah.
No, I learned my lesson there.
Yes, you have. Yes, you
mostly.
Have.
Mostly. That mentions 9:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Okay. You're always going to learn things on this show.
Okay.
Could they be about Kamala or Joe Biden or something like, sure, sure. Sometimes you just never know. So, if Brazil... is ground zero for jiu-jitsu. You've heard of that. Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, right.
The Gracies made it, you know, even more famous, really put it on the map. If Brazil is ground zero for jiu-jitsu, then Ashbourne, a city in the UK, is the town that'll be known for toe wrestling.
Excuse me?
Toe wrestling.
Toe wrestling. Like toes on your feet, toe.
Look, I'm no expert at it. I learned this about 30 seconds before we went on the air. But this guy who they do an interview with, I'm currently the 6-time world champion, and I plan on making that 7 today. Lisa Shenton, 14-year veteran of the sport, wrestling name, Twinkle Toes, told the Independent ahead of this year's contest. Did you even know there was such a thing?
No.
I don't even know, like, when you wrestle thumbs, you hold the other person's thumb down. I think everybody's familiar with that, right? Like, you hold it down for a second, you go, I won. But how do you do that with toes?
I don't know.
I think this is just a cover for a little kinky fetish, okay. Some kind of foot thing. Is that no?
Oh, that's why you're doing the story.
No.
Okay.
I don't understand that. I understand some things. Some things I don't. It's exactly like arm wrestling. However, you compete on the todium. Get it? Like the podium? On the todium.
Todium. Yeah.
And you've got two upright planks. Mm-hmm. And then you go at it. The referee says, toes away. Remember, this is out of the UK. So, okay. Toes away.
Yes.
And you start your battle. And you want to push your opponent's foot onto the plank. So I guess you're using the power of the toe to do that. Contestants start with their right foot. Once one of the wrestlers has scored a point, they switch and go at it with their left. Wow.
Hmm.
This process can reportedly take up to 2 hours?
Oh, my goodness.
And is complicated by the slippage during the bout. Do you really call it a bout? I guess it's close to gout.
I hope not.
Toe wrestling is said to have been invented in Wetton, Derbyshire in 1974 by a group of, and this is written, drunken revelers.
Oh, are we shocked about that
part? A bunch of drunks came up with the idea and concept of actually having rules and toe wrestling.
I'm not surprised that there's alcohol involved.
Hey. Are you just going to sit there and twiddle your thumbs? Or are we going to toe wrestle? See, I told you. There's things you're going to learn.
Don't be a heel.
We're going to teach you stuff here. I'm sorry. I will take whatever rest and break I can from the politics of the day. Yes. Yes, I do this for a living. That's why I need a break more than most. Yeah. If I hear anything more about the debate, here's the debate. Kamala lied a lot. Trump shouldn't have said eating dogs. Trump has the substance and the track record to back up everything he says. Kamala lied. And then one more thing about Kamala. She lied.
Oh, wow. I'm seeing a pattern. Yeah.
And there it is.
Yeah.
There's a debate. Now, is there going to be another one? Fox News has reached out. Apparently, I think there was some level of agreement kind of set out. Is there going to be follow through? And should Trump debate her? I think everybody went into this one going, yeah, and she'd be a fool to want to debate him. He's going to run circles around her. Now, well, I think you got the upper hand, but remember, if we measure it by expectations, he was a little under what some of us expected, and she was a bit over, maybe a lot over what was expected of her. I know in substance she lied, I know. I'm just saying, when you call it a performance.
And it was.
And it is, because they're going for low-information voters. So if you have so low of information currently that is held between your ears about any policy or the difference between those two candidates, which couldn't be more stark, then I don't think the debate is necessarily going to make a huge difference either way.
No.
If you're that low information where you haven't made up your mind,
You got other problems.
Right. And some of the lies are politician-type lies. Everybody's going to have a couple chickens in the pot, a couple of cars in the garage, and money in the bank, whatever. Yeah. We all hope for that. When you do things like say that there's no U.S. troops, you know, currently in a war zone or anywhere else, when we just had some injuries recently. And if you coincide that with what Biden said, when he was talking about no one died under his watch as commander-in-chief.
Wow.
No, sir. I mean, and that was really still, and it still should be and is, a big issue, is the 13 service folks that died in Afghanistan because of a terribly planned and withdrawal. So, and then John Kirby comes out and basically doesn't think he needs to answer these veterans' questions about Afghanistan, because they're all of the same stripe, meaning politically, they're probably all conservatives and Republicans. And this guy is a retired rear admiral? The disrespect and disdain that the left, the party of the left, shows for our military should be painfully obvious to all. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about that. More headlines on the way, too. And you never miss a minute of The Bob Rose Show. If you go on demand 24-7, The Bob Rose Show podcast is available. Hit subscribe either on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, Google Maps is not a substitute for a working brain.
A lot of people are in trouble.
Otherwise, you'll end up in a lake or someone's front yard.
It happens.
This public service announcement is brought to you by people who still have a brain.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sensitive area?
My brain? Oh. Yeah, I guess if it was exposed directly, it'd probably be, I think for most people it is.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah. You gotta protect the dura.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the dura is?
What's that?
The dura is that layer that goes between your skull bone and your brain bone.
How'd you do in biology?
I did fine.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
I knew my biological makeup, I can tell you.
I bet you did.
All right. It is 9:37. Good morning. Welcome to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Are you outraged enough to vote for Trump? I'm not asking you people because I think we're on the same page here. Mm-hmm. What about black people? Quite frankly, straight up. And here's why I asked the question. Representative Jonathan Jackson. Jackson. Where did I know that name? Michael Jackson?
Jackson?
No, that's not it. Jesse Jackson. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Son of civil rights activist Jesse Jackson.
Ooh.
Jonathan Jackson. Got an earful at a recent town hall event, because he is now Representative Jonathan Jackson. He got an earful because black residents of his district blasted him for his support of the tens of thousands of illegal migrants flooding into the Windy City. And this isn't the first time some of the people have spoken up at some of the local organized meetings.
Oh, yeah.
People that live in a lot of these neighborhoods are very upset, and rightfully so, because they know they're being replaced, basically.
Hmm.
During the town hall, the Illinois First District representative was confronted by a resident on the migrant issue. Jackson made a vain attempt to turn the tables on the man by saying, "Can you help me with the solution you'd like to see me do? You know, instead of complaining,
mm-hmm.
you know, come to me with solutions, not complaints." I had an old boss like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came to him with a solution once.
Yeah.
Apparently, a solution turned out being firing me. But that's another story. The resident in the audience did not hesitate for a minute. He said, "Oh, surely I can help with a solution. I've got one simple answer. Send them back."
Ooh, there you go.
"That's the only solution," one man said to a blank-faced Jackson.
Wow.
As the crowd applauded.
Wow.
Quickly looking for a bush to blame, "Stay out the bushes," was not available at that time.
No.
But the upset resident was not finished. He said, "That's it. Other than that, They will surpass us, he said passionately. That's math. It's simple math. They'll overtake us in numbers at the rate that they have kids. They cannot be U.S. citizens. You are dooming our next generation to subservitude. I'm telling you this, it's just simple math. He tried to defuse the residents' obvious points by adding, let me share something with you. Most of the persons that are trying, that are here right now under the technical definition, do not qualify for asylum. With that, the congressman had tried to claim that many of the illegals here won't become citizens and won't be voting in our elections. But the resident wasn't put off by that point at all. I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about the children that they have. They will be U.S. citizens, and they will have a voting block. The man correctly pointed out that Hispanics are already outvoting blacks in Chicago. All we have to do now is look at the Hispanic voting block. They get everything they want. Look at our communities. You should see the schools that they have compared to the schools we have. Black Americans in Chicago have begun to organize at the grassroots level. And in opposition to their own elected officials over the tidal wave of migrants that has swamped the city, especially since most of the city's taxpayer-funded migrant shelters have been placed in black neighborhoods. Now, yeah, you want an answer? You want a solution? The solution is a simple one, like the resident said. It's even easier, actually. Vote for Trump.
There you go.
Vote for Trump. No, I'm serious. Mm-hmm. If you want to stop this crisis, this overload, Trump's the guy. He already proved it. He already did it. He can do it again. He can manage the borders effectively. That's the only way to do it. But will these people, who many of which have voted nothing but for Democrats their entire lives, and probably their parents and grandparents did exactly the same thing. If you do the same thing and expect the outcome to change, that's the definition of insanity. So do something different. Vote for Trump if you want the border secure. If you don't want the border secure, just keep doing what you've been doing. Just keep doing it. But if you are ready for action and change and for your life to get better, you better vote for Trump.
Some hope and change.
Yeah. Well, are you outraged or not? Are you outraged enough to actually start to vote in the direction that's actually good for you and your family? Or are you going to just, because Pappy and Grandpappy told you to vote Democrat?
Right.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, Nostradamus, you're on the air.
Oh, Bob, I couldn't agree with you more of what you're talking about. You know, if you think about what's going on in Springfield, it's my understanding, it's my understanding that 20,000 Haitians were dropped off in Springfield. If I'm not mistaken, the population of that town is only about 60,000. So you're talking about a third of the population being dropped off on top of them, right?
Yes.
Can you imagine if that happened in your community? How would you assimilate that? How would you deal with that? And I've heard there are programs, and this goes back to the CHNV program I was talking about, where the government's flying them in from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. They're flying them in. They're not telling anybody about it until they get there. Then they find out they're there. And they have jobs programs for them. They're not even advertising the jobs that they have for the citizens. This is what I'm finding out now. I'm trying to do more research on it. They're only presenting those jobs for the immigrants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, get the voting block. Import them. Get them working. And then grow. Grow that voting block from there. Yeah. Let's go to Hollywood. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Again, awesome show. I really appreciate what you do. Bob, just to jump on what you had mentioned a couple of seconds ago, years ago, a pastor of mine said, if you want something you've never had before, then you need to be willing to do something that you've never done before. And I think I'm hoping and praying that great change is coming. And so, again, love you guys. God bless you, and God bless America.
Oh, right on. God bless you, Hollywood. Yeah. Yeah, this immigrant thing, and we haven't really even tasted this sour fruit that is coming to bear. There's no sense of real organization other than the couple of gangs that we've seen take over apartment mm-hmm. complexes and stuff.
Right.
But make no mistake about it. They are growing. They mm-hmm. are getting more sophisticated. And they will be more difficult to deal with as they grow. But if the vast majority of the media won't even be honest and report about this crisis, then how can it be fully addressed? Because if they don't report it as a crisis, people go around thinking everything's fine because in their world, in their neighborhood, maybe it is. And then they won't realize the problems that have grown to such an extent until it's
too late.
Yeah, right?
You're right.
And that's what is going to happen if mm-hmm. it continues. If it continues. Look, it was, 6 months ago, maybe more, when I met with an old, good old friend of mine, my old next-door neighbor from when I was a little kid. Yeah, we just picked up where we left off and stuff. But he had told me. He said, we have gangs from Chile that are going around the high-end houses. They know how to either defeat the security systems or start at the second floor and work their way in. They're not taking anything that could be tracked, like watches that have serial numbers. I mean, they're very precise and concise. It's like a paramilitary group. All right? And they were flying under the radar for a long time. Now, local residents were aware of it, and local law enforcement, he says, were doing a great job as much as they could.
Right.
As much as they could. I mean, you know, you only have so many resources. And these guys, this Chilean gang or gangs, are very accomplished. And can you imagine if groups like that, they're training, they're mm-hmm. teaching,
sure.
they're growing, and a lot of them come from places that they'd rather die than go back.
Oh, yeah.
So that makes them all that much more dangerous.
So what happens when they show up in your neighborhood in Ocala, Gainesville, whatever, fill in the blank?
Well, what did Joe Biden tell you? What are the deer wearing Kevlar? There's no reason to have 30 rounds.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If you're surrounded by 30, you might want to have more than 30 rounds.
It's a good start.
You think you're good? You ain't that good.
No, not under pressure.
You ain't that good.
No. Train.
Train and you still ain't that good.
No.
But that helps, for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, these, and I'm not wanting to be the bearer of bad news, but the vast majority of the media, they're not talking about
Mm-mm.
these things. And attention has to be drawn to them for them to be addressed, because it is going to take significant resources. Just that maybe they can assign the people that were so great at protecting Trump, they could assign them to break up the gate. Hang on, maybe not.
Nah, maybe not.
Are you ready for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us, or we'll share with you, either way? 877-975-9825. Call in now with your upbeat, non-political, positive thoughts. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Right? Call in now. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
The Democrat Party seeks to be a monopoly party.
6 weeknights.
They'll change the voting system, pack the courts. You won't recognize our economic system. Taxes will go through the roof.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Definitely could use some smiling today, couldn't we? Welcome back. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. Call in now, please. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Good morning, Edward. What's making you smile?
What's making me smile is I've been looking for a camping set of cast iron with one of the tripod hangers, and I found it online, and it's priced at $75. Been looking for about 10 years. I couldn't believe it, and it's worth way more because they're charging not near enough. So yeah, that's an awesome thing.
Yeah, that is. That makes me smile. If I can picture in my mind, this would be like something you'd see like an Old West, like the wagon train. They stop for the night, right? And they're cutting up the vittles and sticking them in a big old pot that hangs over the fire.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In a tripod, right?
Uh-huh.
It's all made out of iron, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, heavy.
And you make sure you season that properly, that iron, that cast iron. Because it's good for you, Greg. Did you know that it absorbs the iron?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that. Popeye was not eating spinach straight out of a can.
No, he
was putting in ironclad pants first. All right, you know what makes me smile, Greg?
What is that?
Redemption. A shot at redemption.
Yeah.
And the Gators have it on Saturday.
Oh, I thought you were going to be talking about you personally there for a moment.
Things are actually doable, the Gators possibly winning.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance. They take on Texas A&M. It is the final home game for a bit. This will be three in a row.
Yeah.
Texas A&M will be a good test. Not as good as Miami, probably, but far better than Samford.
Mm-hmm.
So this could be a very, if we have a good performance and we win that game, this will change a lot of attitudes. And this will give us something to smile about.
Which we need.
Which we need.
That, yes.
However, the downside is if it doesn't go well, then, we'll just have one less thing to smile about in this here town. Unless, of course, you're one of those evil Hurricanes fans or Seminole fans or
and you know
UCF
who you are.
Fans.
You know who you are.
I guess I shouldn't really be making enemies.
No, and you're trying to promote smiles anyway. So
exactly.
There's that.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yep. Things that make you smile. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Don't go away. We're not done yet. Coming up next, the Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on. It's next.
Trending right now on This Sky.
And remember this, she is Biden.
Clearly, I'm not Joe Biden.
She's a Marxist. Everybody knows she's a Marxist.
And what we have done is clean up Donald Trump's mess.
As it happens.
Kamala Harris has been there 3.5 years. Why hasn't she fixed any of these problems?
The news station.
If this were like a white guy wearing a MAGA hat that took a shot at Kamala, you think the FBI would be taking months and months?
The local coverage you need. The election coverage you want. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
It is time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time Magazine, they had to issue a humiliating correction Wednesday, admitting that Kamala Harris does support taxpayer-funded gender reassignment surgery for illegal aliens. Yeah, now did they do that because they're lazy, partisan, left-wing wackos? No. There's actually another reason, possibly. The idea of taxpayer-funded sex change operations for illegal aliens is so far out of the mainstream, so wackadoodle, even Time Magazine probably thought, that can't be true. Trump must be lying. Wow. How could we ever support something so ridiculously dumb? I don't know. I don't. Yep. What a way to attract every deviant on the planet. And that is your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your whole family. Have yourself a great, safe day. See ya. There are things that you'll learn on the Bob Rose Show that you will not learn anywhere else. And in fact, may never learn.
Wow.
I'll give you an example in a minute here.
That's big.
Give me a minute. Sheriff was just in here. You know, I was sweating a little bit.
I believe they're actually checking the tent on your windows right now.
I'm more worried about the CCTV coverage that, you know, me coming into town.
Oh, yeah.
No, I learned my lesson there.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
Mostly. That mentions 921, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Okay. You're always going to learn things on this show.
Okay.
Could they be about Kamala or Joe Biden or something like, sure, sure. Sometimes you just never know. So if Brazil is ground zero for jiu-jitsu, you've heard of that, Brazilian jiu-jitsu,
yeah, right.
The Gracies made it, you know, even more famous, really put it on the map. If Brazil is ground zero for jiu-jitsu, then Ashbourne, a city in the UK, is the town that'll be known for toe wrestling.
Excuse me?
Toe wrestling.
Like toes on your feet. Toe.
Look, I'm no expert at it. I learned this about 30 seconds before we went on the air. But this guy who they do an interview with, I'm currently the 6-time world champion, and I plan on making that 7 today. Lisa Shenton, 14-year veteran of the sport, wrestling name, Twinkle Toes, told The Independent ahead of this year's contest. Did you even know there was such a thing?
No.
I don't even know, like, when you wrestle thumbs, you hold the other person's thumb down. I think everybody's familiar with that, right? Like, you hold it down for a second, you go, I won. But how do you do that with toes?
I don't know.
I think this is just a cover for a little kinky fetish, okay. Some kind of foot thing. Is that no?
Oh, that's why you're doing the story.
No.
Okay.
I don't understand that. I understand some things. Some things I don't. It's exactly like arm wrestling. However, you compete on the toadium. Get it? Like the podium? On the toadium.
Toadium. Yeah.
And you've got two upright planks. Mm-hmm. And then you go at it. The referee says, toes away. Remember, this is out of the UK. So okay. Toes away.
Yes.
And you start your battle. And you want to push your opponent's foot onto the plank. So I guess you're using the power of the toe to do that. Contestants start with their right foot. Once one of the wrestlers has scored a point, they switch and go at it with their left. Wow.
Hmm.
This process can reportedly take up to 2 hours?
Oh, my goodness.
And is complicated by the slippage during the bout. Do you really call it a bout?
Hmm.
I guess it's close to gout.
I hope not.
Toe wrestling is said to have been invented in Wetton, Derbyshire in 1974 by a group of, and yes. This is written,
oh, no.
Drunken revelers.
Oh, are we shocked about
so
that
a bunch
part?
Of drunks came up with the idea and concept of actually having rules and toe wrestling.
I'm not surprised. There's alcohol involved.
Hey, are you just going to sit there and twiddle your thumbs? Or are we going to toe wrestle? See, I told you. There's things you're going to learn.
Don't be a heel.
We're going to teach you stuff here. I'm sorry. I will take whatever rest and break I can from the politics of the day. Yes. Yes, I do this for a living. That's why I need a break more than most. Yeah. If I hear anything more about the debate, here's the debate. Kamala lied a lot. Trump shouldn't have said eating dogs. Trump has the substance and the track record to back up everything he says. Kamala lied. And then one more thing about Kamala. She lied.
Oh, wow. I'm seeing a pattern. Yeah.
And there it is.
Yeah.
There's a debate. Now, is there going to be another one? Fox News has reached out. Apparently, I think there was some level of agreement kind of set out. Is there going to be follow through?
Hmm.
And should Trump debate her? I think everybody went into this one going, yeah, and she'd be a fool to want to debate him. He's going to run circles around her. Now, I think you got the upper hand, but remember, if we measure it by expectations, he was a little under what some of us expected, and she was a bit over, maybe a lot over what was expected of her. I know in substance she lied. I know. I'm just saying, when you call it a performance.
And it was.
And it is, because they're going for low information voters. So if you have so low of information currently that is held between your ears about any policy or the difference between those two candidates, which couldn't be more stark, then I don't think the debate is necessarily going to make a huge difference either way.
No.
If you're that low information where you haven't made up your mind,
you got other problems.
Right. And some of the lies are politician type lies. Everybody's going to have a couple chickens in the pot, a couple of cars in the garage, and money in the bank, whatever. Yeah. We all hope for that. When you do things like say that there's no U.S. troops, you know, currently in a war zone or anywhere else, when we just had some injuries recently. And if you coincide that with what Biden said when he was talking about no one died under his watch as commander in chief.
Wow.
No. I mean, and that was really still and it still should be and is a big issue is the 13 service folks that died in Afghanistan because of a terribly planned and withdrawal. So, and then John Kirby comes out and basically doesn't think he needs to answer these veterans' questions about Afghanistan because they're all of the same stripe, meaning politically, they're probably all conservatives and Republicans. And this guy is a retired rear admiral? The disrespect and disdain that the left, the party of the left, shows for our military should be painfully obvious to all. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about that. More headlines on the way, too. And you never miss a minute of The Bob Rose Show. If you go on demand 24/7, The Bob Rose Show podcast is available. Hit subscribe either on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, Google Maps is not a substitute for a working brain.
A lot of people are in trouble.
Otherwise, you'll end up in a lake or someone's front yard.
It's happened.
This public service announcement is brought to you by people who still have a brain.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sensitive area?
My brain? Oh. Yeah, I guess if it was exposed directly, it'd probably be. I think for most people, it is.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah. You gotta protect the dura.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the dura is?
What's that?
The dura is that layer that goes between your skull bone and your brain bone.
How'd you do in biology?
I did fine.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
I knew my biological makeup. I can tell you.
I bet you did.
All right. It is 9:37. Good morning. Welcome to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Are you outraged enough to vote for Trump? I'm not asking you people because I think we're on the same page here. Mm-hmm. What about black people? Quite frankly, straight up. And here's why I asked the question. Representative Jonathan Jackson. Jackson. Where did I know that name? Michael Jackson?
Jackson?
No, that's not it. Jesse Jackson. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Son of civil rights activist Jesse Jackson.
Ooh.
Jonathan Jackson.
That's gonna be interesting.
Got an earful at a recent town hall event because he is now Representative Jonathan Jackson. He got an earful because black residents of his district blasted him for his support of the tens of thousands of illegal migrants flooding into the Windy City. And this isn't the first time some of the people have spoken up at some of the local organized meetings.
Oh, yeah.
People that live in a lot of these neighborhoods are very upset, and rightfully so, because they know they're being replaced, basically.
Hmm.
During the town hall, the Illinois 1st District representative was confronted by a resident on the migrant issue. Jackson made a vain attempt to turn the tables on the man by saying, "Can you help me with the solution you'd like to see me do?" You know, instead of complaining, you know, come to me with solutions, not complaints. I had an old boss like that.
Yeah,
I came to him with a solution once. Apparently a solution turned out being firing me. But that's another story. The residents, well, the resident in the audience did not hesitate for a minute. He said, oh, surely I can help with a solution. I've got one simple answer. Send them back.
Ooh, there you go.
That's the only solution, one man said, to a blank-faced Jackson.
Wow.
As the crowd applauded.
Wow.
Quickly looking for a bush to blame, stay out the bushes, was not available at that time.
No.
But the upset resident was not finished. He said, that's it. Other than that, they will surpass us, he said passionately. That's math. It's simple math. They'll overtake us in numbers at the rate that they have kids. They cannot be U.S. citizens. You are dooming our next generation to subservitude. I'm telling you this. It's just simple math. He tried to defuse the resident's obvious points by adding, let me share something with you. Most of the persons that are trying, that are here right now under the technical definition, do not qualify for asylum. With that, the congressman had tried to claim that many of the illegals here won't become citizens and won't be voting in our elections. But the resident wasn't put off by that point at all. I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about the children that they have. They will be U.S. citizens, and they will have a voting block. The man correctly pointed out that Hispanics are already outvoting blacks in Chicago. All we have to do now is look at the Hispanic voting block. They get everything they want. Look at our communities. You should see the schools that they have compared to the schools we have. Black Americans in Chicago have begun to organize at the grassroots level. And in opposition to their own elected officials over the tidal wave of migrants that has swamped the city, especially since most of the city's taxpayer-funded migrant shelters have been placed in black neighborhoods. Now, yeah, you want an answer? You want a solution? The solution is a simple one, like the resident said. It's even easier, actually. Vote for Trump.
There you go.
Vote for Trump. No, I'm serious. Mm-hmm. If you want to stop this crisis, this overload, Trump's the guy. He already proved it. He already did it. He can do it again. He can manage the borders effectively. That's the only way to do it. But will these people, who many of which have voted nothing but for Democrats their entire lives, and probably their parents and grandparents did exactly the same thing. If you do the same thing and expect the outcome to change, that's the definition of insanity. So do something different. Vote for Trump if you want the border secure. If you don't want the border secure, just keep doing what you've been doing. Just keep doing it. But if you are ready for action and change and for your life to get better, you better vote for Trump.
Some hope and change.
Yeah. Well, are you outraged or not? Are you outraged enough to actually start to vote in the direction that's actually good for you and your family? Or are you going to just, because Pappy and Grandpappy told you to vote Democrat?
Right.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, Nostradamus, you're on the air.
Oh, Bob, I couldn't agree with you more of what you're talking about. You know, if you think about what's going on in Springfield, it's my understanding, it's my understanding that 20,000 Haitians were dropped off in Springfield. If I'm not mistaken, the population of that town is only about 60,000. So you're talking about a third of the population being dropped off on top of them, right?
Yes.
Can you imagine if that happened in your community? How would you assimilate that? How would you deal with that? And I've heard there are programs, and this goes back to the CHNV program I was talking about, where the government's flying them in from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. They're flying them in. They're not telling anybody about it until they get there. Then they find out they're there. And they have jobs programs for them. They're not even advertising the jobs that they have for the citizens. This is what I'm finding out now. I'm trying to do more research on it. They're only presenting those jobs for the immigrants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, get the voting block, import them, get them working, and then grow that voting block from there. Yeah. Let's go to Hollywood. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Again, awesome show. I really appreciate what you do. Bob, just to jump on what you had mentioned a couple of seconds ago, years ago, a pastor of mine said, if you want something you've never had before, then you need to be willing to do something that you've never done before. And I think I'm hoping and praying that great change is coming. And so, again, love you guys. God bless you, and God bless America.
Oh, right on. God bless you, Hollywood. Yeah. Yeah, this immigrant thing, and we haven't really even tasted this sour fruit that is coming to bear. There's no sense of real organization other than the couple of gangs that we've seen take over apartment mm-hmm. complexes and stuff.
Right.
But make no mistake about it. They are growing. They're mm-hmm. getting more sophisticated, and they will be more difficult to deal with as they grow. But if the vast majority of the media won't even be honest and report about this crisis, then how can it be fully addressed? Because if they don't report it as a crisis, people go around thinking everything's fine because in their world, in their neighborhood, maybe it is. And then they won't realize the problems that have grown to such an extent until it's
too late.
Yeah, right?
You're right.
And that's what is going to happen if mm-hmm. it continues. If it continues. Look, it was, 6 months ago, maybe more, when I met with an old, good old friend of mine, my old next-door neighbor from when I was a little kid. Yeah, we just picked up where we left off and stuff. But he had told me. He said, we have gangs from Chile that are going around the high-end houses. They know how to either defeat the security systems or start at the second floor and work their way in. They're not taking anything that could be tracked, like watches that have serial numbers. I mean, they're very precise and concise. It's like a paramilitary group, all right? And they were flying under the radar for a long time. Now, local residents were aware of it, and local law enforcement, he says, were doing a great job as much as they could.
Right.
As much as they could. I mean, you know, you only have so many resources. And these guys, this Chilean gang or gangs, are very accomplished. And can you imagine if groups like that, they're training, they're mm-hmm. teaching,
sure.
they're growing, and a lot of them come from places that they'd rather die than go back.
Oh, yeah.
So that makes them all that much more dangerous.
So what happens when they show up in your neighborhood in Ocala, Gainesville, whatever, fill in the blank?
Well, what did Joe Biden tell you? What are the deer wearing Kevlar? There's no reason to have 30 rounds.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If you're surrounded by 30, you might want to have more than 30 rounds.
It's a good start. It's a good start.
You think you're good? You ain't that good.
No. Not under pressure.
You ain't that good.
No. Train.
Train and you still ain't that good.
No.
But that helps, for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, these, and I'm not want to be the bearer of bad news, but the vast majority of the media, they're not talking about
Mm-mm.
these things. And attention has to be drawn to them for them to be addressed, because it is going to take significant resources. Just that maybe they can assign the people that were so great at protecting Trump, they could assign them to break up the gate. Maybe not.
No, maybe not.
Are you ready for things that make you smile? Up, be positive thoughts that you share with us, or we'll share with you either way. 877-975-9825. Call in now with your upbeat, non-political, positive thoughts. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Right? Call in now. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
The Democrat Party seeks to be a monopoly party.
6 weeknights.
They'll change the voting system, pack the courts. You won't recognize our economic system. Taxes will go through the roof.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Definitely could use some smiling today, couldn't we? Welcome back. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. Call in now, please. 877-975-9825. things that make you smile. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Good morning, Edward. What's making you smile?
What's making me smile is I've been looking for a camping set of cast iron with one of the tripod hangers, and I found it online, and it's priced at $75. Been looking for about 10 years. I couldn't believe it, and it's worth way more because they're charging not near enough. So yeah, that's an awesome thing.
Yeah, that is. That makes me smile. If I can picture in my mind, this would be like something you'd see like an Old West, like the wagon train. They stop for the night, right? And they're cutting up the vittles and sticking them in a big old pot that hangs over the fire.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In a tripod, right?
Uh-huh.
It's all made out of iron, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, heavy.
And you make sure you season that properly, that iron, that cast iron, because it's good for you, Greg. Did you know that it absorbs the iron?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that. Popeye was not eating spinach straight out of a can.
No, he
was putting in ironclad pants first. All right. You know what makes me smile, Greg?
What is that?
Redemption. A shot at redemption.
Yeah.
And the Gators have it on Saturday.
Oh, I thought you were going to be talking about you personally there for a moment.
Things are actually doable, the Gators possibly winning.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance. They take on Texas A&M. It is the final home game for a bit. This will be three in a row.
Yeah.
Texas A&M will be a good test. Not as good as Miami, probably, but far better than Samford.
Mm-hmm.
So this could be a very, if we have a good performance and we win that game, this will change a lot of attitudes. And this will give us something to smile about.
Which we need.
Which we need.
That, yes.
However, the downside is if it doesn't go well, then, we'll just have one less thing to smile about in this here town. Unless, of course, you're one of those evil Hurricanes fans or Seminole fans or
and you know
UCF
who you are.
Fans.
You know who you are.
I guess I shouldn't really be making enemies.
No, and you're trying to promote smiles anyway. So
exactly.
There's that.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yep. Things that make you smile. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Don't go away. We're not done yet. Coming up next, the Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on. It's next.
Trending right now on This Sky.
And remember this, she is Biden.
Clearly, I'm not Joe Biden.
She's a Marxist. Everybody knows she's a Marxist.
And what we have done is clean up Donald Trump's mess.
As it happens.
Kamala Harris has been there 3.5 years. Why hasn't she fixed any of these problems?
The news station.
If this were like a white guy wearing a MAGA hat that took a shot at Kamala, you think the FBI would be taking months and months?
The local coverage you need. The election coverage you want. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
It is time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time Magazine, they had to issue a humiliating correction Wednesday, admitting that Kamala Harris does support taxpayer-funded gender reassignment surgery for illegal aliens. Yeah. Now, did they do that because they're lazy, partisan, left-wing wackos? No. There's actually another reason, possibly. The idea of taxpayer-funded sex change operations for illegal aliens is so far out of the mainstream, so wackadoodle, even Time Magazine probably thought, that can't be true. Trump must be lying. Wow. How could we ever support something so ridiculously dumb? I don't know. I don't. Yep. What a way to attract every deviant on the planet. And that is your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your whole family. Have yourself a great, safe day. See ya.